Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, hang on a second. We've got a PGMOL statement, ladies and gentlemen. PGMOL acknowledged a significant human error occurred during the first half of Liverpool-Tottenham. The goal by Diaz was disallowed for offside by the on-field team of match officials. This was a clear and obvious factual error and should have resulted in the goal being awarded through VAR. However, the VAR failed to intervene. PGMOL will conduct a full review into the circumstances which led to the error. PGMOL will immediately be contacting Liverpool at the conclusion of the fixture to acknowledge the error. How do we feel about that? Thanks. Fucking useless. Absolutely useless. What is that? What kind of conducting a foot. Play us the audio. Let us hear the conversation. Let us hear it. PGMOL, Howard Webb. Let us hear the conversation. Don't conduct an investigation, because conduct an investigation implies let's find out what our mates have done wrong and see if we can shave the edges off it at best. Fuck it. Play us the tapes. Let us hear what they've done. You gang of absolute cowards.
I just want to pause again, because in our Discord, Scott T has just produced the PGMOL statement.
Oh, God.
So bear with me. PGMOL acknowledged a significant human error occurred during the first half of Tottenham Hotspur versus Liverpool. The goal by Luis Diaz was disallowed for offside by the on-field team of match officials. This was a clear and obvious factual error and should have resulted in the goal being awarded through VAR intervention. However, the VAR failed to intervene. PGMOL will conduct a full review into circumstances which led to the error. PGMOL will immediately be contacting Liverpool at the conclusion of the fixture to acknowledge the error.
Right. Well, they get us the 3 points then.
What the fuck?
So that's the point. That was given before the end of the fixture.
Looks like it. Or they voted up before the end of the fixture anyway.
Yeah, because they know straight away what they've done. But unless they're going to go back and give us the 3 points, I don't want an apology. What good does that do us? Because they'll just do it again. We saw it last season in the Arsenal-Brentford game. We've seen it countless times, stupid tackles that aren't given as fouls that should have been. And then today they've robbed us of 3 points. And that was, if we'd have got that 1-1 draw or whatever result that wasn't the loss, that would have kickstarted us, because we played so well and we defended with such heart and intensity, and every single one of them on that pitch deserves to be proud of what they did. If we'd have got any sort of result today, wouldn't care, but the fact that they've robbed us of those potentially 3 points after that performance is an outrage, and they should all be held accountable.
I am sorry, I'm lost for words. I'm absolutely at a fucking loss as to what I've just read. I can't believe I joked about it, being like they fucked up badly, and almost saying, like, oh, you wouldn't be surprised. I'm staggered. I'm utterly staggered.
Can you just read the incompetence?
Yeah, I will, sorry. The incompetence of that
it's just not sad
is absolutely mind-boggling. Like, I've said for a long time how bad the officiating is in this country, because I think it's the absolute pits, but that sums it up. That is staggering. PGMOL statement, I'll read it again for you. I'll try and be a bit calmer and a bit clearer with it. PGMOL acknowledge a significant human error occurred during the first half of Tottenham Hotspur versus Liverpool. The goal by Luis Diaz was disallowed for offside by the on-field team of match officials, so the flag, basically. This was a clear and obvious factual error and should have resulted in the goal being awarded through the VAR intervention. However, the VAR failed to intervene. No explanation as to why there, by the way. PGMOL will conduct a full review into the circumstances which led to the error. PGMOL will immediately be contacting Liverpool at the conclusion of the fixture to acknowledge the error. So basically, they wrote that up during the game And as soon as the game was done, they've contacted Liverpool in whatever shape or form that is and said, we fucked up. I am utterly astounded.
I'd rather them not have. You know, I'm absolutely seething now. It's one thing being, you know, conspiracy theorists and all this type of stuff. It's a complete other one to know that you've been completely fucking robbed by someone. I read that as it's the VAR official, by the way, who's made the error.
Yeah,
100%.
But they haven't, else yeah, there. They haven't explained why.
No, because he fucking just told them to crack on. Crack on, lads. It was offside. We'll go with the referee on the field or the line or whatever. Like, that's a fucking disgrace, that. And it explains why there was no lines drawn. It does not explain why 30 seconds was all that we looked at it for, if even it was 30 seconds, to be honest with you. But that's an absolute disgrace. The PGMOL can get in the fucking bin. They can kiss me hairy hoop. They're all scumbags, mate. It's just a joke.
We're never going to hear the audio. I take back what I said before. They'll never, ever release the audio for that. Because, you know, they are aware straight away it's an error. So we'll never, ever hear what's gone on in that room.
That's just the worst one like I've ever witnessed. There's been some shockers since VAR. As long as time and memoriam has existed, Liverpool, and football, rather, has had some terrible decisions, Liverpool as well. But that is, that's the biscuit, that's done. That is utterly, utterly shambolic. And so baffled by that. I can't get my head around it. I'm sorry. The show's gone to shit. I just can't get my head around it.
You are not at the ground. You are in, what's it called, Blackley Moor or something. What's it called?
Stockley Park,
right. You're there, right. I just made up two words.
Not even close.
Yeah, that's how angry I'm doing it anyway, but that's how angry I am. You can't just have one person looking at that.
No.
That's not one person's mistake. No. That is multiple people's mistakes.
Yeah.
And it's at the central hub of the referees for the Premier League. Yeah. That's not good enough.
No.
Do you remember the World Cup? I know it's a different tournament, but the World Cup before the games, they'd show all the VAR officials. There was like 15 screens there with like 8 different people. Like, I don't understand how one person didn't go, sorry.
Have you seen that?
A mistake there. Have you seen that there? He's onside. Draw the lines. Come on, let's see what happens.
Anyway, I'll try and get back on track. Chris, I'll come to you to round it off, because I think we've alluded to it a few times throughout.
Fucking round off. What they did with the fucking lines.
Genuinely
speaking.
Have
you seen the statements?
Yeah.
It's fucking... genuinely speaking, though, we should be so, so, so very proud and positive about what we've just witnessed from a Liverpool perspective. Fuck the refs, fuck the officials. From our point of view, for what's to come for the rest of the season, that should give us so much confidence that we can achieve next to anything, if not anything.
Yeah, and not only that, but that statement will put a fire in everybody's belly moving forwards because, you know, I think Jürgen will be looking at that like... I think Jürgen... Right, this sounds stupid, so bear with me, but I think Jürgen will be looking at that as a win for us in some ways, because now he's found out what these lads are about even more than he already knew. And there is definitely something for the whole world against us. And, you know, we've seen so many great sports teams over the years in loads of different sports who do that. Jose Mourinho fostered that at Chelsea, that us against them mentality. And Liverpool haven't really been able to utilise that, I think, and Klopp's messaging over the last few years hasn't really been able to utilise that. Now he will, and now he's got the players who are going to be angry about the decisions that he make. Take it out of the referee's hands. That's what Liverpool will be doing. I tell you what, I would not like to be San Joa meeting us on Thursday, and I tell you what, I would not like to be Brighton next weekend, because we're going to go out there with a point to prove, and that might just be the thing that kicks us on. It might have been the result of beating them this, but having that statement could be enough to just, it elevates us.
Yeah.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.